Thank you. We're joined, as usual, by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Rhode Island.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're pleased to welcome as our guest State Representative-elect Ken Mendonca, a Republican from Portsmouth. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Ian and Scott and Maureen, for having me here today.
Ken, you'll be joining the General Assembly, getting sworn in January as one of the newest members of the legislature. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you ran for this office.
I am a lifelong East Bay resident, having been born in Newport and grew up in Newport, lived in Middletown, lived in Tiverton for a little while, and then moved back to Portsmouth. I was educated in Newport. I'm a graduate of Salve Regina with a bachelor's degree in information system science and a master of business administration. I've been gainfully employed in the defense industry for 23 years. And like I think a lot of Rhode Islanders, we're very frustrated by the lack of transparency, the high taxes, and the corruption by some of the members of our General Assembly. Our rankings are always at the bottom 10, bottom 5 in national ratings, and I certainly did not support the toll work plan, the road work plans.
Ken, you had a close victory over Democrat Linda Finn, and we know Portsmouth, sometimes it supports Democrats, sometimes Republicans. This election cycle, Republicans actually lost 2 seats in the House of Representatives. Do you think there are any takeaways from your victory in terms of how Republicans can gain more legislative seats in Rhode Island?
Well, that's a good question, Ian. I can't really explain as to why, but some things that I did do is that I continued to canvass neighborhoods right up until Monday before the election. And I had a consistent message throughout the entire campaign, focusing on the economy. And I think that that may have made a difference. Certainly, when we look at the overall numbers, my opponent, she actually got more votes this year than she did when she beat Dan Riley in 2012. You know, when I canvass neighborhoods, this may be the delineator, I don't know. When I started, I was just going to Republicans and unaffiliated. And I had a conversation with somebody and they said, really, why don't you target everybody? And from that day forward, I targeted unaffiliated Democrats, Republicans, and moderates. Whether or not that made the difference, I don't know.
All right, we're going to change gears and talk a little bit about Governor Gina Raimondo. She's coming up on the midpoint in her 4-year term. 2016 has been a little bit of a mixed year for the governor. We saw how she helped to attract General Electric Digital to Rhode Island, but at the same time, there were some very troubled rollouts on issues involving tourism and a new IT system for human service benefits. Scott, how do you think the governor is doing? And from your perspective, do you think there's anything that she needs to do differently?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of flash and dash and a little too much PR. I mean, the fact is, I think she ought to be paying more attention to actually running the government. We've seen some of these problems, particularly with the UHIP and the IT thing. It's not easy, but I really wish she'd focus on making sure the government runs well. It's great to go out nationally and get all this great press, try to lure companies like GE, but at the same time, we get 100 GE jobs. We lose 250 CVS jobs. Some of the good things the governor's done is try to put more emphasis on job retraining and hopefully steer some more money into education, because there are no silver bullets in this business. What we need to do is invest in our young people, and I think she started to do that. So I'll say that's a good thing.
How about you, Maureen? What do you say?
I disagree. I think she's doing pretty well, given everything that's going on. The problem that she has is she's attacked long-term problems. Economic development isn't something, it's not a silver bullet. She's interested in investing in education. She also, let's remember, pension reform. And I do disagree with the representative, because I think it was very wise of her to go ahead and push for roadworks. I think some voters were hoodwinked into thinking it was tolls for them. But I think this is the time to deal with infrastructure. She's barreled into longstanding administrative problems in health and human services, that whole cluster of organizations and DOT, and she's done very good at reforming them.
Yeah, but why do you lay off the people who knew how to do this?
Ken Mendonca, what do you say on the question of how Governor Raimondo is doing, and does she need to do anything differently?
Well, I think I'm more in agreement with Scott, and that is clearly from before deciding to run just as a private citizen looking out there, that she seemed to spend an awful lot of her time out of state the first 6 months. She seemed to be doing a lot of campaigning instead of focusing in on Rhode Island. And I think, you know, the roadworks, I mean, that was a quick fix to say, okay, let's implement a tax that we're going to find out whether or not if the truckers win their case, we all may be paying for that. You know, I would have preferred us to look in the budget and see if there was ways that we could try to find the repairs before putting it, basically, we're going to be spending $500 million to borrow $500 million.
All right, it's Thanksgiving week, and as is our tradition, we highlight who we consider a turkey of the year and a story for which we were thankful. My turkey of the year is Kurt Schilling. He's kind of an honorary Rhode Islander. Or dishonorary due to 38 Studios. And he came down, talked on talk radio, and he did take responsibility for what happened with 38 Studios. But he had also said all along he was going to drop these huge bombshells about the behind-the-scenes story. And that really amounted to an empty promise on his part. In terms of a story I was thankful for, I did a story for Rhode Island Public Radio a couple of months ago. Spoke with two state reps, Anthony Giarrusso, a Republican, and Shelby Maldonado, a Democrat, and despite some partisan differences, they both really appreciate the sacrifice made by hardworking Rhode Islanders and by families in Rhode Island, and shows the possibility of common ground. So, Ken Mendonca, who is your turkey of the year?
Without a doubt, I think it has to be Ray Gallison. We're looking at the state, and we still really don't know all the fine print as to what really went on there. But, you know, here a General Assembly member that's getting some grant money to run a organization that really apparently didn't exist other than just having a building number assigned to it and some of the other things that went on with that. And, well, I'm very thankful for the people who voted for me. But the other day I read a story. It was about this gentleman who was on a bridge. He went to help out another passenger. He was an EMT. His car hit him. He went over the side of the bridge. He held on to the bridge for about 5 or 10 minutes. He fell into the water about 50 feet. He swam to a little island, and he was rescued. And he said all he was thinking about is his young son and trying to be there for his young son. Incredible story.
Scott, who is your turkey of the year, and what's the story for which you were thankful in Rhode Island?
Well, I'll tell you, John Carnevale has to be right up there on the turkey list. He didn't know where he lived. When he was confronted by our friends over at Channel 12, Tim White, about this, he basically pulled his shirt above his head so he couldn't be seen on TV. Just looked really ridiculous. And as far as something I'm thankful for, I'll have to say, today, every year, Craig Garrett and these folks have done the coat exchange day. They do it right outside the Providence Place Mall and other places around Rhode Island. And people who have excess coats contribute them to poor folks. And I just think it's a wonderful thing. It's the 20th year now that these folks have had the buy nothing coat exchange.
My turkey of the year is Louis Aponte. I really think that he's been the president of the city council for quite some time. He has failed to reach any kind of consensus. He feeds the parochialism of the rest of the council members. And we need some leadership. Providence is in very bad shape. The debacle with that bond issue, that they couldn't get together and make a plan, and also his kind of cavalier treatment of his finances. The citizens of his district and the people of Providence deserve better. I'm thankful that I'm here and we are here living in Rhode Island. With the rancor and uncertainty that's going on at the federal level, I feel comfortable that we have competent, well-intentioned leaders for the most part that are trying to move the state forward, that are articulating a vision of keeping our community intact.
All right, we're out of time. Happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
Maureen.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And State Rep-elect Ken Mendonca.
Thank you very much for having me.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage.
Major funding for Political Roundtable is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.